Trout in the Classroom is a fantastic program to help youth appreciate the basic needs of trout. We check out the program next on Western Life Radio.
Be safe this winter driving season. Make sure your car is in proper working condition and is stocked with blankets, warm clothing, booster cables, a fire extinguisher, and tools. Also, be sure to include bottled water, high-calorie snacks, a first aid kit, flashlights and batteries, a shovel, and ice scraper. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. We live in an incredible state, and this time of year, my family and I, we love to ride. Unfortunately, we've had too many fatalities this year, and while safety equipment is critical, it's not enough. Remember to always be aware of your surroundings and never ride beyond your capabilities. We want to make sure that you make it home safe. And never forget, nobody is invincible.
Trout in the Classroom is helping students understand the need for cold, clean water. Grant Bench and Brian Wimmer with Trout Unlimited discuss the program.
We've got a couple schools that are showing interest right now with Trout in the Classroom, both at the south end of the valley and the north end of the valley. We look forward to encouraging the lives of youth in these schools and educating them, helping them to understand the importance of cold water, having clean cold water, and fish behavior, fish biology, things that are really, I think, essential to the future generations of sportsmen. Now, Trout in the Classroom is, in a nutshell, we provide, our local TU chapter provides the fish tank, all of the necessary parts, and filters, etc., and the eggs to hatch into trout that these kids will get to enjoy and watch and see develop. And then when those trout grow up to a certain size, we then allow them to release them into a local water, into a local cold water fishery.
What we love about it is how excited the kids get. They get very possessive of their fish and they start to understand what it takes to keep fish alive. And it makes them really aware of their natural resources on a level that it becomes almost like their pet. And now they understand that all these fish are part of the cycle, and it's so important to keep the water up. If fish can't grow in it, people can't drink it.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.